This is Bill Venners with Artima Developer. The following interview was recorded at Java 1 2007. I'm sitting in the Java 1 Pavilion with Jonathan Cohen and Stefan Bastian. And Jonathan Cohen is the VP of Marketing and Product Management at Infragistics, and also Stefan Bastian, who is Chief Java Architect at Infragistics also, by coincidence. And to start with, I just wanted to ask you to sort of briefly give an overview of your JSF product.
Infragistics is an author of a complete set of user interface controls for JSF, including navigation capabilities, including data presentation capabilities such as a hierarchical grid, and data visualization capabilities such as 2 and 3D charting types of products.
Okay, great. You were saying earlier that developers don't need to know AJAX. And basically, your components are employing AJAX to communicate between the client and the server. But I don't need to know it, is what you're saying. And there was a guy named Joel Spolsky who wrote a blog, Joel on Software, and one of his posts was the law of leaky abstractions, which said that basically you can make abstractions on top of stuff, but inevitably what's underneath will leak through here at some point. So the question is, to what extent can you actually really get away from AJAX when you're using a component set?
Well, you know, first, I haven't read the article from the person you've just mentioned, but if you look at our component sets, you really do not need to know AJAX at all. So as a developer, you would program the components, and let's take, you know, a concrete example. If you look at the grid components, you would program the grid, and you would hook up the grid, let's say, to a data source. You would tell the grid that you only want to display 10 records, and that's pretty much it. The component would do whatever it's got to do to take care of the paging, so that when a user wants to go to page 2, we would send an AJAX request, we'll do the processing on the server side, we'll do all the plumbing, we'll send the response back to the client, we'll do the unmarshalling of the data, we'll update the DOM on the client side. All of that is taken care of by the components running both on the server side and the client side. We have a lot of people using our product, and so far, none of them have requested any access to any AJAX functionality or anything like that. Actually, you know, they are quite pleased that we provide that level of abstraction, because it's really all about ease of development and, you know, as far as they are concerned, time to market. It really shortens their development cycle. We deal with the plumbing, they just deal with building application.
Okay, so AJAX kind of becomes an infrastructure layer on top of which you build your components. So instead of me writing JavaScript and testing with Firebug and all that, what is it that I as a developer would be doing? I mean, how do I stick a component of yours in a page?
So, different use cases. People are using JSF components on the server side as a developer. So you would use either Eclipse, you know, whatever is your preferred IDE. So a lot of people are using Eclipse, and we have an integration with Eclipse. You could use Java Studio Creator, and we have an integration with Java Studio Creator as well. In that case, the integration is slightly different. It's more, there is a WYSIWYG page designer. So you would use our components in a toolbox. You would drag and drop the component onto the page designer, set a couple of properties, and that's pretty much it. You would be able to run and deploy that application. We also have support for the tools like JDevelopers and NetBeans and such. So I guess, you know, as a developer, the developer experience really depends on the tool that you use.
JSF was not originally designed with AJAX in mind, right? Is that right?
That's right.
So how well did that fit? I mean, are there kind of rough edges somewhere that people might encounter because of that?
Well, yes and no. One of the good things is that JSF framework has been built from the ground up with a lot of hooking points. If you are an experienced developer and you know enough about the JSF framework, you can hook your own logic. And so it has been, you know, very beneficial in order to integrate AJAX. Even though AJAX is not built into the JSF framework, we have done quite a bit of work to add an AJAX layer.
All right. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you.